The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Todd doing his headlights.
Yeah, I didn't want to finish him. I got tired.
He was on a minute ago. I thought he was right behind me.
Elbow grease.
I got there tired.
Did you clean that?
Get your headlights.
Get your headlights clean. Is that why you're late? No. Coming back. All right. Look for a guy to clean a headlight. Yeah. Nick Allenson, he'll do it. He'll bid. Give it to the lowest bidder, Nick or Petey.
Yeah. You got $4?
You got there'll be a sealed bid later on.
Probably still pays better than the Elks Club.
Yeah, who does? Depending what Petey bids.
Nope. Oh, it'd just be my pleasure, Mr. Brent.
Nick Allen with us. You got a gig, Nick?
I want to be at the zoo, the Omaha Zoo, on Friday and Saturday.
Just
walking around?
Doing shows, yeah.
Cool.
Because they have the conference room off the aquarium.
Oh, yeah?
Willie Farrell's headlining. I'm going to open
it. Oh, yeah. I know Willie does some stuff over there.
Yeah.
Is that a benefit for the zoo?
No, I think it's like a show.
Okay. All right.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres and comedy.
What time said they at the Omaha Zoo? The Henry Dorley Zoo here in Omaha?
7:30 on Friday and Saturday.
One of the best zoos in the country. Probably the best zoo in the country.
Well, now that it's got comedy, it's absolutely the best zoo in the country.
Yeah. It was there because of the animals first.
Yeah.
But you're right. Now you had comedy puts it over the
That's
top.
That's what puts it over right. the top. Right. Absolutely. Right.
Oh, we love Willie and Nick Allen.
In the moment. Born on this date, however dead now, the Macho Man. Would have been 65 years old today.
When did he die again?
2011.
All right.
Of many things. Who's taller, him or Puss?
I don't know either.
There was nobody else to put with Macho Man.
Yeah. Macho Man's pretty
Macho
tall.
Macho Man is probably taller.
Macho Man's probably taller than me.
How tall are you, Puss?
6'2". 6'1" and a half.
The Macho Man listed at 6'1". Ooh, yeah.
Is that what you were like? When you were like a rock. the Bob Seger song. You're 25 years old. You're about as tall as you're gonna get. Then
6'1" and a half. Generally, when I go to the doctor and they shoes off, they measure you. You know.
Oh, you don't still have the wall at home?
No,
little hash mark.
No,
you got to have one of those.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You got to keep it up through your entire adult life too.
There's one. I got to the top of the doorway.
Yeah. All right. Good.
The doorway wasn't tall enough.
College football playoff rankings came out last night, and if the playoffs started today, Bama would play Oklahoma and Clemson would play Miami. That's your 1, 2, 3, 4.
Who's 5, 6, 7?
5 is Wisconsin, undefeated Wisconsin, that is. 6 is Auburn. 7 is Georgia. 8, Notre Dame. 9, Ohio State. That'd 10, Penn State.
That'd be a great 8 team. All those teams would still be fighting to get in the top 8. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Be excellent.
Yeah.
That would be.
Wisconsin controls their own destiny, I think. Maybe not.
Kind of
is. They could actually beat a 2-loss Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship and maybe win
and
by a point.
Still maybe stay at 5?
Still maybe stay at 5, easily.
Now, okay, so number 1 and number 6 will play. That's Bama and Auburn. They play in the
Iron
Bowl.
By the way, I'm saying Wisconsin should be there if they're undefeated. Let's clarify that.
Well, and even there's a chance. I mean, look, Clemson and Miami are going to play. They're 2 and 3. They're probably going to play in the ACC Championship game. So somebody's going to lose that. Yeah. So that opens a door for Wisconsin to move up.
If they win.
If they were to win.
But even then, there's going to be arguments. Well, Miami only lost by a point, and they're really good. And that's why we love college football.
And they've got
like to play it on the field at all.
They've got that turnover chain.
Right.
Yeah, so playoffs don't start today. They don't start for months.
You need to do the top 5-loss team.
Yeah, well, people are going to like the answer.
Yeah, and I mean, I would seriously.
That should be the top 4 win team, right?
Yeah.
You did win teams last time, right?
Yeah.
Did you do lost?
No, it was lost.
It was lost.
Because it kept changing into the, and then I think the top, finished with the seven loss, best seven. The top, they were the best seven loss team in the country. Nebraska was.
Yeah.
I think it.
Oh, they lost seven that year.
I think they did finally. Did they? In the bowl, after the bowl game or something?
Oh, after the bowl game.
Yeah. We only covered up to six losses, I think, that season.
Yeah, I mean, right now they'd have to do like the top 50 to get them in the, in the list of five loss teams.
Yeah, we don't want you to do that much homework.
Nah.
You got headlights to clean.
I know. Not enough time.
Unless she's underbid by Nick.
No, all underbid.
Word and conversation in college football is all these planes all over the place where coaches are reportedly showing up and shopping houses. And
how are they doing that when they have jobs? I mean, like, I don't think Scott Frost is hopping on a plane to interview while he's probably actually, now he's going to get another job. I get that.
But not only is
he working right now,
interviewing for a job, he's also shopping for houses and closing deals on houses.
That's right. Yeah, he's got a lot of time, and he's coaching an undefeated team.
Right. Yeah, I think he's concerned about his team winning out.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Now Chip Kelly, you know, could be flying wherever because have nothing to do.
Yeah, he's out of work.
John Gruden only has Monday Night Football obligations.
Gruden's not going back to college. And if he was, it would have been Tennessee.
It could be Tennessee. That job's open.
That could be the
job's
job,
open.
Right,
and he was asked about it. He says he hadn't talked to anybody. He loves Monday Night Football. He is a very good broadcaster, by the way, I think. But he did say this time, usually he just kind of ends the conversation. And this time he said, never say never. You never know in life.
Well, that's a big paycheck, man.
That's a lot of work, though, man.
I'm with you. He makes decent money.
A lot of money now.
Like $6, $7 million from ESPN right now?
Is that what they're paying him?
Big money,
He's like the highest paid ESPN employee.
Maybe he wants the challenge. Who knows? I don't think he's going back to coach either.
He doesn't have to talk to recruits' moms.
Right, that's the key.
Yeah.
It's not like the NFL.
No, I saw him quote pretty much just that. You don't want to go through the recruiting BS.
No.
Yeah.
Kissing 17-year-old ass.
Is an extra million or two worth all that?
And they're dudes.
Yeah, and they're dudes.
He's been a pro coach forever too. You know, it's not
you don't recruit when you're a pro coach.
Yeah, he didn't have to deal with class and stuff. You know, Raiders broke ground in their new Las Vegas stadium.
Did they really?
Yeah, Las Vegas mayor needs to check the results the last 20 years in the NFL because she says the city is excited to welcome the Raiders and their winning tradition.
Well, she's obviously no dick.
She thinks it's 1984 or something.
Right. Can't wait to get Kenny Stabler in here.
Barbers are having specials on the Mark Davis in Vegas.
Papa John's put out a three-part tweet. Apologizing to the Jews.
But then he just said the same thing.
Pretty much.
I mean, it was a stupid tweet.
Said they support the players' right to protest inequities and a movement for change, and they're working to find a positive way to move forward. They're open to ideas from all except for neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
F them.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
But he also said they should stand up. Not stand up, but respect the national anthem, which basically means, we respect you, but still stand up.
Yeah, we respect you, but we don't.
And buy some pizza.
Yeah.
Go ahead and protest, but don't protest.
Right. That's exactly what that meant. Mm-hmm. We get it. Now stand up. God, I got to not talk politics when I get back east. Yeah. Two-hour
bunch
bus
of Ditkas.
There'll be two Ditkas on that. The rest of them are all liberals like myself, but there'll be two Ditkas on that bus ride to State College.
Are they the Viking fans?
One. No, the other Viking fan is a cool liberal. Oh, okay. Liberal. Yeah.
That's cool. That's good to hear.
It's a nice ride to Penn State.
That's going
to
be fun, except for if that comes up.
No, and then the other Viking fan is going to bring up the quarterback controversy they're trying to create in Minnesota.
Well, I'll talk that all damn day. Yeah, that's stupid.
It's interesting.
Your coach is stupid.
Keenum or
They're going to start Bridgewater.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're saying they are.
Nope.
Not yet.
They are not yet? Okay.
Not yet.
I believe this is
going to come in.
Two bad passes.
He's going to play.
Yeah.
I think
he's their future, they think.
I think it's a psychological ploy.
On Keenum? They're playing a game on Keenum?
No. I think they took Keenum aside and said, listen, we're going to put this out there, but you're still our boy.
You're fine?
Yeah.
They say he looks better than he did before he was hurt.
You can't set a guy down when you're in the middle of a winning streak.
You can't. I agree with you 100%, but they're going to do it.
I think they really should.
I think you trade one of them to the Packers for some, they need somebody.
I don't understand it if they put Bridgewater in there. I don't get it.
They think he's the future.
And
I'm with you on this. But they say they think he's the future.
And they got to see him in game to know if they should re-sign him. Right. His contract's up at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You're going to re-sign a guy that you haven't seen play a game in 2 years?
And you're going to the game this week, right?
Yeah.
And didn't they try that with Bradford, who they thought was healthy? And then they ended up sitting him down after a quarter?
I don't know.
Earlier in the season? You don't make the same mistake. You already tried that.
It's Teddy's turn, man. Get him in there.
Yeah. And they also disagree that Teddy Bridgewater is a franchise quarterback. I don't think he is.
Well, maybe you don't, but you're not in charge of the Vikings. They think he is. I keep hearing that on the news.
I don't think he is.
He was their kind of beacon of light before he got hurt. There's a lot of promise around him.
Even then, I didn't believe.
Yeah.
He's got no deep ball. He can run a little bit.
But he wears two gloves.
Yeah.
Thanks for your service,
And this
too.
Pessimism is not like you, Todd. What's up with this?
Yeah, you're right. You're a sunshiny Viking fan.
Captain Silver Lining over there. Where'd he go?
Oh, well, yeah.
I like what Case Keenum's doing.
But have they asked you yet?
If you want something positive.
You know what? We need to see you on TV on Sunday. You're going to be at that game. Have a big sign that says, I like what Case Keenum's doing.
That would be a great sign.
So nondescript. I like what Case Keenum is doing.
And on the other side, Teddy's not our future.
But neither is Case Keenum.
Right. And make sure you wear a Helga wig while you're doing it, too. Yeah. So the camera's on you.
I hold that sign up. I will be surrounded by dilly-dillies.
Of course you will.
Dilly dilly.
Plenty of Viking fans that agree with me.
Would you rather see them sign Case Keenum up for another 5 years?
Yeah.
I mean, do you really think he's the guy?
Sign them both.
If Case Keenum wins out, people are going to want him. So you got to sign one or the other.
Yeah, let's see how it plays out.
By putting Teddy Bridgewater in and seeing what he can do.
You said pudding. But I think they are going to put him in. What else, PD, before we take up the whole sports debating this one?
No, please do, actually. Please do.
Oh, okay, got it. It is Wednesday.
I can't even look at Craig and get some extra stuff. No. He's like, don't look at me.
It is Wednesday.
And it is actually an NFL topic.
For sure.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Right.
Yes,
it transcends just the Vikings.
I'm with it. It's fun.
If you're discussing
it's
general
NFL.
It's fun
to talk to Vikings because you have, you know, such a love-hate relationship with your favorite team, and you should, you know.
Todd has a love-hate relationship with being happy. This could be five, six in a row? And you're still just poking holes in it.
Who doesn't have a love-hate relationship with being happy?
That's
true. I think
true.
There are some people out there who are okay when they're happy.
Yeah, it might be other people.
I don't know them.
I don't know
I don't know them either.
Do you know those people?
Right. No.
Because if you're happy,
there's something wrong with you.
Right.
You're dumb.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, if you're lying.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
If you're happy, you should just be waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
That's what it feels like. Yeah.
Always temper your happiness with doom.
Right.
The impending doom.
Exactly.
Very healthy to have that sense of
Craig
impending
will pick us
doom.
Up. Craig's
you mean with reality.
Okay. Yes. Doom is reality, right. That's true.
Yeah, I don't think...
That's life, kids. Get over it.
The sense of impending doom, they always say, well, that's a sign that you're depressed. No, that's a sign that you're a realist.
You're a realist.
Yeah, you're aware.
Right.
Yeah.
You've been through this before.
Yeah.
The three UCLA players that were arrested for shoplifting, that Louis Vuitton store trying to get some sunglasses, are back in L.A.
They learned a lesson, huh?
Oh, I'm sure.
Are they suspended at all?
Don't know yet. It's kind of an interesting question. If it wasn't the middle ball, if the ball was not involved at all, would these three freshmen just be kicked off the team altogether?
To get into UCLA as a regular student, you have to take calculus in high school. I heard that story. I was listening to something the other day.
Your daughter?
I'd heard that before. I'd heard that before my daughter, or after my daughter. She'll want to go there. But the bottom line is,
that place is too cheap.
No, it's not. No, it's the toughest, one of the toughest schools to get into in the country because it's the most applied to school in the country, UCLA.
Oh, wow. Yep.
It's the most applied to school in the country, UCLA. So they can eliminate anybody that doesn't take calculus your senior year in high school. That would have eliminated me and also the grades and the money. But still, Lonzo Ball didn't take calculus. They let guys in to play sports, right? They don't take calculus,
for
right?
Sure.
They have to.
Yeah.
They have to. They got a good.
You'd be a fool not to.
They got good athletic programs, so they got to have guys that don't take calculus in high school.
Yeah.
By the way, for those of you who want to hear good things about Trump, apparently he actually stepped in. He intervened in this situation.
He brought it up, but they were going to let him lose anyway. I heard both.
Well, the Pac-12.
He brought it up.
Yeah. Pac-12 officials say President Trump intervened on the players' behalf and helped secure their release from China.
He did something presidential. Good for him.
It's really bad.
I know. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you think that would have happened if he were not in China at the time? He might not even been aware.
No, he wouldn't have been aware.
No.
No.
Fox and Friends brought it up.
But you're right. It was convenient. I'm not going to pick a, you know, there's so much other stuff that, you know, he's treasonous. I can talk. I don't care what he does. Good for him. But he's still a treasonous. Yeah, but, I mean, I'm not gonna. You know, whatever. I'm glad he did that. Good for him. Those guys shouldn't be in jail in China.
China. Should they be on the team playing?
Nope. They should not be on the team. They should be kicked off.
Really, if they were three no names, I'm pretty sure they would just not have tolerance for this. You're an institution of higher learning. You're touring China.
That LA Times guy, Plesk, had a great line yesterday around the horn. He said, this is UCLA's way to get out from under the ball crap because get rid of the balls because Lorenzo, the old man's been a pain in their ass since their last kid played there. And there's another kid in high school who might go there.
Coming up, yeah. But who he pulled out of high school, actually. Yeah, he's homeschooling him because he'd be smart.
Right.
Well, I think they also had a talk with the State Department, had a talk with the Pac-12. They said, listen, you can't go around causing international incidents.
Truly.
Or we got to sever this relationship.
Because they'll get suspended two games.
They want to send a bunch of other Pac-12 teams over to China.
Yeah.
And you can't have this crap coming up all the time.
Well, you just don't rip off things.
Well, that seems simple, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. Yeah.
Don't go to communist countries and pull shenanigans.
Or don't rip things off in any country.
Yeah, I mean, they're in L.A. If they'd have done this in Beverly Hills, you know, yeah. I mean,
they'd be arrested.
They would have just really got a ticket, probably. Yeah, I mean, Louis Vuitton stuff's expensive. But
cops probably would have looked the other way.
Oh, that's that ball.
UCLA, right?
That's that ball.
Because there's a ball kid involved.
Yeah. That's that middle ball.
Get that check, by the way.
Why is the middle ball causing problems?
Yep. Because it shouldn't be there. That's why.
That really sticks out. Is a problem.
As the holidays approach, another round of layoffs is expected at ESPN.
Really?
Lots of published reports say the network has plans to let about another 100 people go. Behind
the scenes?
Doesn't really specify. I mean, there's been a kind of an even number. Yeah, there's been an even number along the way of both on-air talent, producers, you know.
Oh my God!
We're all just letting loose. It's bad here.
Oh my God! Take a knee, man.
You tell me the.
I'm not watching
the six the 6 o'clock.
SC6 isn't bringing
that
in
didn't
big
kick
revenue.
Yeah. Didn't kick ass.
That's not the savior.
They plan on launching a direct to customer service called ESPN Plus sometime in early 2018.
Oh, so you can actually pay for something different.
So you don't have to buy cable to have ESPN, which is kind of currently
cutting
the
cords would killing them, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of been the big thing. Right. Now, another way you could get your SportsCenter content, this is exciting, I'm sure, for you guys, is SportsCenter is now on Snapchat.
I don't watch SportsCenter when it was good. I just don't care.
Now, Katie Nolan, she's hot. You know who she is. She's going to host this like 3 to 5 minute thing that's all Snapchat. It's the only place you can find it, Snapchat. And they're like pimping it now on ESPN. Right. So this is they're trying to get back on the digital side of things. I was at a bar downtown yesterday for a minute. They had all the sports pages up on the walls behind the urinal.
Right. And I like that.
Oh, they still do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of them old school places. And I hadn't looked at a USA Today, like the actual hard copy in a while.
They won't buy us one here, so I haven't seen it.
They won't buy us one here. It's expensive.
Legitimately, yeah. No, it's not.
It's not. And, you know, we're in the business of broadcasting news.
Why do I need USA Today in front of me?
It's all online.
Right.
Yeah, you can't read it there. I hadn't seen just a hard copy of USA Today in a long time. In the front page of the sports page, there were just three big stories, and it was columnist, columnist, columnist. It's not just news anymore. This is USA Today, and there's nothing objective, about it. You know, it was three columnists.
Well, you have to go there to get the information because you can find it. You can find scores anywhere.
Anywhere, right? I know. It's just the changing. Key.
Changing.
It's
people
completely
pay for
changed.
Columnists. They pay for. This is the same way. They pay for content.
Yeah,
and it's good for this
original
show.
Thought.
Yeah.
All those things.
And USA Today, even in their opinion page, I think is unbiased because they will give one point of view and another point of view, and then I always enjoy going to that page that tells stupid stuff that happens in every state.
I haven't looked at USA Today for years because we don't buy it for us anymore. Yeah.
I will usually buy it in an airport when I'm flying.
Yeah, so do I.
And I've been flying a lot lately, so I still think it's a good paper.
It is.
I wish
we'd get it.
I know your old-time newspaper people, they hated it when it first came out.
That's old school. Yeah. It's still around, and they're not.
Right.
Right.
Colored pictures, what?
I know. That's how they were back in the day. They were horrible.
Colored pictures. You guys watch...
television on Facebook? I know you guys spend a lot of time on Facebook.
No, I don't watch television on Facebook.
My wife pointed
out. I watch television on television.
Last night that our buddy Adam Ferraro was doing some Facebook Live stuff.
He always does that.
Yeah.
He pimped that to us.
Yeah,
and,
Tuesday nights.
Apparently,
and I love Adam, but I'm not going to watch it.
Right. People are really tolerant of just low production.
Oh, that's my. You see the stuff my son watches.
It looked like he was sitting
on his phone.
In his bathroom showing pictures on his phone.
Yeah.
And then talking about the really off the deep end stuff.
Yeah.
Like stuff that we would shut him down if we were talking about it on the air.
And we will. Probably next year.
No, stuff you wouldn't even bring up on the air.
Well, when it comes to those kind of things, and you know, you don't need to keep people's attention, they've already downloaded you. Doesn't matter how long they watch you.
Oh, yeah. You know? They just want the click.
Exactly. And Adam's a famous guy. You can do that.
Bill Murray's a famous guy, too.
This is cool.
Big baseball fan. Him and his brother,
Scott.
Oh, this
is a different story. Go. Yes.
Him and his brother, Scott.
He's got other talented brothers. He's one of the few.
His brother is actor Brian Doyle Murray.
Brian Doyle's the older one, right?
Scott.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do a new show on Facebook. It's called Bill Murray and Scott Murray's Extra Innings.
They're huge Cub fans.
There's a trailer out now.
So is Joel Murray, by the way. They're all Cub fans.
Excuse me. They're going to go to small ballparks, Martha's Vineyard, Charleston River Dogs. They're just at Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. It's a 10-episode Facebook-only, Facebook Watch, I guess this is called.
He's the only true Cub fan ever, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray is. Him and Eddie Vedder.
The rest of them are fake.
Yeah.
Fake.
So these are just slice of life stories, but I mean, with Bill Murray as a host, I don't know anything about Scott. But
you would know him.
Yeah.
He was in Caddyshack. He wrote a lot of movies. Yeah.
You'd see him. Yeah. Character actor in a ton of movies.
He ran Caddyshack. He ran the Caddyshack.
Oh.
Remember that guy?
That's
Brian Doyle Murray.
That's Scott?
He was also the boss that Cousin Eddie kidnapped in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, but he also wrote a lot of famous movies
think
are very funny.
Wow.
Right, yeah. That's Scott.
Yeah.
Scott Doyle Murray.
Still my nice.
Groundhog Day.
He wrote Groundhog Day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a picture of him? Okay.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
he looks like a balder, fatter Bill Murray.
Not deserving of the Scott moniker.
Much shorter.
No, not, neither does Joel, by the way.
No,
Joel's
no.
a great actor, man.
Is there a fourth brother?
Still Scott.
Don't know.
That is Scott.
So that's the Scott.
There was a younger Scott Murray. He actually was an actor, too. I don't know where he's at, though.
Rehab.
See, but this Facebook show will probably have production value to it. I'm sure they have camera people and producers and behind-the-scenes people.
Won't be somebody's cell phone shooting it.
Yeah.
Whole new world, man. Whole new world.
10 episodes, premieres November 20th on Facebook Watch. I'm sure everybody was anxiously awaiting the announcement of the manager of the year last night in Major League Baseball. Tonight, the Cy Young Award winners will be revealed.
Diamondback guy won last night, right?
Maybe.
I saw on the crawl. Yeah.
And didn't they give out the Rookie of the Year, too?
They did on Monday.
I haven't brought myself to click on Hot Stove yet.
Click on the NHL blog if you're ready for more on Hot
on
Stove.
On the Hot
baseball.
Stove.
Who was your National
That's
League?
That's a sex act. Give her the Hot Stove last night.
Rookie of the Year.
That Bellinger from the
that dude,
Dodgers.
Yeah.
Dodgers.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Aaron Judge from the Yankees. For
Pitchers
that.
And catchers, February. Up.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
So's the Masters.
That's right. Warm thoughts. At least warm thoughts.
Yeah.
Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
Get the Todd's headlights.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get out there and get them real clean, Mr. Brandt.
Oh, did I just do a racism?
Again, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.